That's why when you read the book Leviticus, it gets dull. Like, you know, I could see some of you go, No. Perhaps you go away. It's been a hard day's work. You've been working like a dog. And so you come here tonight, we recharge your batteries, all right? Spiritually. And so, what is here as we realize is that methodology and the teaching of principles and the training of methods and all these areas comes through historical record. Like Leviticus. God explained, you know, you shall take this one and you shall use this one and you shall use how much of this and you shall use it there and you shall bring it here and you shall bring it there. We read it also. No, we are wondering, where is it now? We got lost somewhere in the Leviticus. Or the book of Exodus, you know, when it talks about the tabernacle of Moses and it says, this is how many cubits and this one is how many cubits and this one how many pieces and you shall make this and you shall make that and you shall make that. And we're wondering what it is. So the historical records carry a lot of methods they are taught, carry a lot of practices and all these they are taught. But when you begin to touch on the highest concepts of truth, conceptual truth, precepts and everything, there's no other way to convey except through poetry. Through poetry. Only through that we can reach the highest intellectual realm of man's mind being expanded to understand all the fullness of God. Which is why of all books, it has to come in a section called the Poetical Books of Psalms. Which is the most quoted book in the New Testament. So that means by reading more Psalms, you develop your innermost perceptions on the things, understanding of truths and relationship of truths. So Psalms 139 talks about the omniscience, the first six verses. Second set of six verses talks about the omnipresence, then the omnipotence. And then the last quarter, the last six, from verse 18 to verse 24, is the response to the three omnis. That's how harmonious it is. He talks about the omniscience of God, then the omnipresence of God, then the omnipotence of God, and then the final last six verses, it talks about our response to this great omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent God. It says in verse 19, "Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies." You say, what is this? You say, what is this? Let me tell you, as I mentioned again in the teaching on righteousness and holiness and goodness, if you remember that, that there's a stage where you are good and you seek to do good, but you don't enjoy it yet. You're at the first level of righteousness and holiness. At the second level, you begin to understand some of the principles that are involved. And you begin to move into righteousness. It begins to operate in your life. But the real enjoyment is not there yet. When you move into holiness, you enjoy doing the things of God. You enjoy following the Ten Commandments. A lot of people are not at this stage, that's why they don't enjoy. They are over that side. You enjoy. And not only, by the time you reach this stage where you're like God, you're like the attributes of God, you will be like Jesus. You hate sin. Do you know we reach a different level? At first, you tolerate sin. Then you dislike sin. Then you hate sin. But the Bible puts it in a negative way because we are born in sin. That's why we have to be born again into righteousness. And because of that, we have an affinity to sin. We have a drawing to it. Our flesh have not been renewed yet until Jesus comes. We have a drawing to that. That is why people would give up their entire career and risk their entire career to go for a short moment of pleasure of sin. That drawing, that pull is still on their life until something happens to them and the revelation of God and the attributes of God fill their life. Like Jesus in the book of Hebrews, it mentioned in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews, looking at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. That is what it means by perfect hatred. In other words, it is perfect. It's not talking about the normal strife, envy, jealousy, and hate that human beings have as an emotion. But it's talking about that level where sin no more can give you no pleasure anymore. Where sin doesn't even give you any pleasure. It's a torment even to be in His presence. That's the depth. That is what and who God is and what He's like. And of course, the fifth book of Psalms reach its apex in praise and worship when it ends in Psalm 150, telling everything to worship God, using everything and all creation, etc., everything to worship God. What a finale is to the book of Psalms. So as you consider these five books of Psalms, we're giving you enough material to understand that there are a lot of truths involved. We're giving you a general outline so that you could go deeper and study it in your life and be blessed by that book. One of the most quoted books in the New Testament. Let's pray. Father God, we praise You and we thank You. That Your grace and Your mercy continue to abound upon our lives, Lord. We ask, O God, that even as we draw nigh unto You, Lord, that we will experience Your drawing nigh unto us. And we thank You, Father God, that even as we minister unto You, Lord, in praise and worship, we could sense Your ministry back unto us. Father, we ask that You raise up a psalmic people, Lord. For the Lord has said that His people shall be a people of praise. And when the Spirit of God fills your life, it's written in the book of Ephesians 5 verse 18, that you will speak with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Because the highest praise are all poetic. And the highest concepts of truth are all poetic. And when the Word of God fills you, Colossians 3 verse 16, it says, let the Word of Christ dwell richly in you. And it says, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. For when the highest measure of God's revelation truth comes into our life, we will move into a high level. And the highest level of understanding is in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Tonight, Father God, we pray that there be an impartation into each heart and each life, Lord. Father, we understand natural music, Lord. And we realize how harmonious good music can be, Lord. Father, we understand how harmonious good truth can be, Lord. And how harmonious it will sound to our intellect and to our thoughts. Just as our ears appreciate music, Lord, so our brain appreciate harmonious thoughts, Lord. So we ask, O God, that there be an impartation of truth and the Spirit of truth, Lord, tonight. That You move Your people to the highest concepts and precepts, Lord, through psalms, Lord. That they will rise up intellectually as an intellectual people. That they will rise up, O Lord, to understand and have the mind of Christ, O Lord. That they will rise up as a visionary people, Lord, to see and to perceive and to visualize and to rise up in their imagination to see truth, Lord, and to understand it in all its wholeness, O God. Let psalms come forth, O God, in Your people. Let psalms come forth, O Lord, in Your people. Let psalms flow forth, Lord, in Your people. Thank You, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let's arise right now together and begin to allow the flow of psalms from your life right now. Ikamoho siriya toro mama marianta. Ilian Tolomosi. You see, the best intellectual thinkers many times are good singers. They may not carry a good voice, but they know truth. And God will raise you into that. Kenneth Hagin was not a good singer, but you should see some of the psalms he wrote when he is under the anointing. Tremendous truths. See, God can move you into that. Sing in the Spirit, that's a start. Lord, let your anointing flow, Lord, making melody in the hearts of your people, Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Eka Maria Sonia Tala Mama Mashana. Hivriya Soriya Niya Teriya Sa.